on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, maybe we can get Junior Dos Santos on again and I won't screw it up.
Why?
Because we're replaying, we're redoing, we're reshuffling.
Or the top of the hour.
Top of the
starting
hour.
Starting over.
We are starting over.
It's like extra time, bonus time.
Well, speaking of starting over, we're going to start over and talk about some music now.
Yes.
We've been talking about fights the whole first hour.
Yes.
Let's welcome to the program, and I overused word, but it's effective here, a living legend in John Anderson. John, how are you, sir?
Still alive.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That'll make this conversation easier. How nice is it to be back on the road?
It's a lot of fun, really. I'm on tour with 19 teenagers in the Academy of Rock, and we're doing all the Yes great hits, and we're doing Close to the Edge. Can you believe this? And Starship Trooper, what else are we doing? And You and I, all the hits. And we're actually doing a couple of songs that actually run into well-known Yes songs. We do Led Zeppelin, Marrakesh. Is it not Marrakesh? No, it's Kashmir. And I always get it wrong. Led Zeppelin's Kashmir goes into Long Distance Runaround. And then we do, what's it called? Eminem, his biggest hit, goes into Yours is No Disgrace. And we do another one now. Lenny Kravitz song, which is a really good song. I wanna fly away. Yeah. That goes into another song.
That is awesome. Let me ask you this. What is it like to have a song that fans recognize like a half a second, the first lick into the music, and they know the song?
Sure. Well, the thing that I'm gonna try and do today tonight, or is our first show here in Atlanta, is I wanna sing along a Yes. We've got to sing along with Yes, you know, and get everybody to sing along with me. It'll be kind of fun.
Talk about 10,000 Hands.
Well, we did that show around America, and the album came out and got lost in the quagmire of the world, whatever it is. And it's still a beautiful album, and I made most of it in Orlando with a great producer, Michael Franklin, there, and his buddy Tim Franklin on bass, and he kept bringing in these amazing people like Chick Corea before he passed up into heaven, the musical heaven, and so many people. It was like, to me, one of the most favorite albums I ever made. It's called 1,000 Hands. Really cool.
So once again, you'll be in Melbourne, or you're coming to Clearwater on Sunday, Melbourne on the 12th, Orlando on the 14th. The 16th, right down the street in Sarasota. What's it like when you hear one of your songs on the radio? And is it different today than when, you know, you would have heard it 30-some years ago?
You know, it's so bizarre because I don't hear it that much. But when I do hear, I realize how good the recording was. That's when, you know, you listen to sort of just Roundabout or Yours is No Disgrace. And the recording, you know, the production is amazing, and it still works. And the bass playing of Chris Squire is like a killer, you know.
What's the strangest, craziest, funniest thing that's ever happened, either to you or to a band member, while on stage performing?
Well, I actually got jumped on. We were in the round. Remember, we did a show, well, you wouldn't remember, but we did a concert tour in the round, a specially built stage. And, you know, people could see us really better, and it was slowly going around, and I was in the middle. and some guy in Buffalo came running up and grabbed hold of me, and he was freaking out. He was actually, and all of a sudden, the music stops, and the police are coming at him, and I'm saying, stay away, stay away, it's okay, and I'm holding this guy and saying, are you okay? And he said, I don't know what to do now. I said, well, just slowly get off the stage, okay? And he did. And then the police jumped on him.
That's awesome. Talk to us just for a second. I know we're almost out of time, but talk to us about the process of sitting down and writing a song.
I'm very blessed. You know, I've been singing songs since I was a kid. You know, I used to sing songs. All the songs that I remember when I was a kid were songs from the 50s, and a lot of them were American songs, and there were people like, you know, the Everly Brothers. Me and my brother sang the Everly Brothers on the Milk Ground, and music was always there. And then he started a band, and I joined the band, and we went and played at the Cavern in Liverpool. So the Beatles in 1963 playing, and you could hear them play, and they were so brilliant. And from then on, you just wanted to be a Beatle.
Interesting. I know that, you know, when we talk about songs or memorabilia or children, you know, they're all your favorite. But I'm curious, of all the songs that were yours and all of the songs that you have sang, which is your favorite to sing and which song is your favorite song?
Oh, boy. Well, we're doing Close to the Edge, and that's really something special to sing. I haven't sung it for a long, 20 years maybe. And there's one song called Soon, Oh Soon the Light, which I'll be singing tonight. I've just got to remember the guitar chords. So when I get to the sound check, I got to pretend to know, I know what the chords are. I think there's about four of them. And I'll sing it tonight at the end of the show. And we'll think about Ukraine and all the children there and all the people that are being fucked over. Sorry, I shouldn't swear, but I just did.
All good. All good. So, once again, you're coming to Tampa Bay. You'll be in Clearwater on Sunday, Melbourne on Tuesday, Orlando on Thursday. I'm going to be at the show in Sarasota on the 16th. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I think we got your address. We're going to send you a package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a really cool box of socks from Odd Sock Official for coming on and talking to us today.
Excellent. Appreciate it very much, you guys. Take care.
Thank you, sir. John Anderson, everybody, formerly of Yes, singing not only Yes, but Lenny Kravitz. Eminem. Well, you told me to turn it down.
Oh, Eminem.
I forgot. Eminem. Is it Eminem, Eminem, or NNM?
NNM is what you're going to have tonight.
Well, there's no lie to that. You know, I'm not ashamed to talk about that.
No, it's part of, like, everybody's got to be open with their mental health and their body.
Well, this
and
has
health.
Nothing to do with mental health.
It might.
Well, depends on the outcome tomorrow. Tomorrow is my sixth colonoscopy.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, I'd rather be safe than sorry, because once you step past it.
Do they have a buy one, get one free card? Like, if you get five, you get a sixth one free?
Best insurance known to man is what we have.
Okay.
And the cost for tomorrow's colonoscopy is the great big zero.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's what you hope to get on your test.
Well, I'm sure something will be there, but they'll take it out. Yeah. You know, they have before, just little clippets. Tonight's going to be worse than the actual event tomorrow.
Because of the liquid you got to drink?
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Yeah.
It is absolutely awful.
Is it like the drinks people drink when they try to mask their weed so they can get a job application?
I don't know. I've never had to do that. So. Oh.
Well, when you fill that one for the station, you have to do a drug test.
This is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like really bad salt water.
Okay. It's like a liquid
syrup? It's liquid. Well, it's not syrup. It's liquid. It's water.
Okay.
You know, but it's mixed in with whatever this crap is.
And what does it do?
It cleans you out.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Then that's why, you know, I've learned after doing as many as I have that, you know, you're careful. Like I've stopped eating garbage 2 days ago.
Right.
You know, I've tried to clean up a little bit. Eggs and light stuff, water. You can drink some soda, you know, no meats. So, you know, while my wife had steak last night, I did not. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to have four Chick-fil-A sandwiches when I leave the hospital tomorrow. And let me give you one piece of advice, whether it's you or anybody else there listening.
Okay.
Whenever you go to the hospital to do anything, make sure it's the first one in the morning.
First what in the morning?
First procedure in the morning. Like, I am the first procedure tomorrow morning.
Okay.
You know, people that have, like, a procedure at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So you can't eat all day.
That's true.
You know, you don't eat all day the day before. You know, you start to, get in, get out. Okay. That's the plan. Speaking of which, we're going to get in and get out and hit this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Some. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
Oh, baby! And he's looking to finish!
Friday, May 20th, Eagle FC returns with some of the biggest names in MMA. Heavyweights clash in the main event as Junior Dos Santos is back.
Oh, my goodness!
He'll take on hard-hitting Jorgen De Castro, plus Thiago Silva takes on Hector Lombard. Watch live and free. Sign up today at EagleFC.com. Eagle FC 48, the legend is back. Junior Dos Santos versus Jorgen De Castro. Friday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Give me more! I want more!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that bomb.
Knockout Radio. So the liner was Hulk Hogan. We're going to talk about Panini and the cards.
Okay.
Because I just saw Hulk Hogan that's pretty cool. But I'm curious, and maybe our next guest will know, about the Mickey Gall Panini card that's been floating around.
Oh, yeah.
Let's welcome back. It's been a whole 7 days since we last spoke. Mickey Gall. What up, buddy?
What up, boys?
Well, first and foremost, I need to know, has anything changed in the last week?
Not really, except I'm in North Florida now.
Oh, what? Well, a whopping 106 miles from where you're living now?
Basically, yep. That's the only thing that's changed, the location of where I'm at.
You know, what's crazy is I would say your previous home, but you've lived in a few places, but where you were born, if you went 100 miles north and 100 miles south and probably west, you could go to, what, 5 different states?
Basically, yes. Yeah, you
took me up
to from the top to the bottom of Jersey in 3 hours.
See? And so here, you got to still stay in this great state of Florida. So have you seen your Panini cards?
I'm not sure. Panini cards? I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
The Panini is a trading card company. They obviously have the deal with the UFC. And I'm curious, I would imagine there's a Mickey Gall card, right?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it. I remember doing a deal with Topps and like signing some stuff at Topps, but I did hear that there was like a change. I thought a panini was a sandwich.
Well,
see, that's the jersey in him.
See, well, that's the nephew in him, you know, exactly.
Panini, give me a panini with a bag of chips.
How can you be talking food when you know, there's a weigh-in coming in a couple days?
I could always talk food. I'm a little messed up, Randy, if you don't know. I mean, I could have, they'll send me, like, people will go eat, you know, and I'm eating my little morsels, and I have them send me pictures of all their plates, and I judge who has the best one.
You know, so many of you fighters, you meaning you as well, watch the Food Network the day before you have to weigh in, and you're sweating, and you got the towels, and all. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't really do that, but I like to, you know, it makes, honestly, next week, everything's going to taste so good. So it's like, it kind of, the little bit of, like, torture makes it a little all the much sweeter.
Oh, well, Matt just found...
I just found your card.
Yeah, he just found your card.
Your card is online for sale.
Yeah, there's a panini card. It's maybe this is somehow we use it in a gambling bet. It's card number 193.
Okay.
You know, they're all numbered and stuff, so...
Yeah, so you got a card out there.
There you got a card.
Yeah, I knew I had some Tops, like three different Tops ones, but I didn't know I had a panini card. Honestly, I thought you were talking about a panini cart, like someone who pushes a cart and sells panini.
Did you have to do any of the signings when you did Tops? Obviously, you didn't do panini, or you'd know that you had a card.
Yeah, no,
at Tops, did you do any of the signings?
I did.
So
it'd be like, I forget what it was, the exact numbers, but I think I signed like over 300 like little cards, maybe more. Maybe 1,000. I can't remember, but it was quite an investment of time and wrist energy.
Did you know? I've seen, you know, as I jump on, I do a little bit of research, and I'm looking for some cool stuff. That there's some in different colors. Like, did they tell you what color Sharpie to use, or is that on you and the athletes to do whatever you want to do?
That's a good question. If I try and recollect, I believe, I'm trying to remember, bro. I think there might have been certain times where they had different colored ones. They're like, do this with this or this with that.
Yeah, I'd be curious because, like, I've seen some, and the red signed blah, blah, blah is worth more than the blue signed one. And, you know, that's why I brought up not too long ago, and I think you ought to do it if it's not too late, is on one of the 100 posters that you sign, use a different color.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I just signed like 100-something posters here with the UFC. So I wish you could have told me that last week. Maybe I would have. I seriously think I signed like 150 or something crazy. It felt like a lot.
What's the strangest thing someone's had you sign? Like, what's the crazy?
Remember, it's FCC radio. Oh, yeah, be careful.
Or body part or whatever.
Man, that's a good question. I don't think I have that cool of a signing story. I might have signed I think I signed a chest or two.
Okay.
But yeah, interesting. Nothing better than that, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Signing the back of a check somebody hands you to deposit might be better.
You're right like that. You're right about that. You beat me there. You're right.
There you go. Okay. All right. So that's for throwing me under the bus for not bringing up last week's question. So, all right, we're even. Have you ran into Mike in the hotel, in the lobby? You know, any friction? Are you cool with him? Do you know him? Have you met him?
I did run into him. I didn't know him, or, you know, just saw him and recognized that this is the guy I'm going to be fighting. So, got up, shook his hand, you know, told, basically said, "Welcome to the show, kid." You know, like, we're the same age, but I'm the vet. Like, this is about to be my 11th walk. He's, you know, this is about to be his first. So, you know, I've been here before, and you know, I'm just going to enjoy this.
Do you think that, you know, he's kind of thinking he has nothing, you know, nothing to lose? This is his first fight. You just said it. You're the veteran. He can just go in and do whatever, and nobody really expects him to win?
Maybe. I mean, I'd be surprised if he felt that way. I mean, I think being, you know, professional fighters are all some of the most competitive people in the world, and you got to want, you know, you got to be have a lot in yourself, but you got to feel like you got to win. I think he probably believes he can, but you know, I wholeheartedly believe I'm gonna win. So it's like, you know, we're just gonna have to see what happens. I think he, you know, maybe he does feel like that type of you know, I got room to make a mistake, just my first one, blah blah blah. But I don't know. I'd be a silly way to think about it. I always felt like I needed to win every fight I had.
Well, you know, interesting. Does it matter to you whether you get along with, you dislike, you don't know? Does it matter which one of those three, you know, when you're getting ready to fight somebody?
It really doesn't. Because at the end of the day, we're going to fight anyway. So if we're friends, so it doesn't matter, we're going to fight. If we're enemies, it doesn't matter, we're going to fight. So it doesn't really. I know there's certain guys who like to make friends and make them more comfortable with the clash at the end. And there's other guys I bet who gotta like hate their opponent to feel comfortable enough to do it. But for me, it doesn't really make a difference. You know, you can be my friend, you can be my enemy. Either way, I'm gonna whoop that ass.
You know, I always found it funny that so many fans, and of course it's fans, so enough said, we shouldn't even, you know, move on with that. But they disliked both Diaz brothers always saying, I don't want to get to know. You know, I'm getting ready to fight the guy. And I kinda agree with that as well. I mean, I don't want to be friends with a guy that I'm gonna fight on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't want to fight one of, like, my good friends, like, someone who, like, I've known, like, before this. Like for me, a guy like a Matt Brown or a Daniel Rodriguez, or even, like, you know, these new guys that I train at Stanford with, just because, like, I don't want to take money out of their pockets. I don't want to take food off of their kid's plate. You know, and when I'm signed to fight you, regardless, I'm thinking about killing you every night. So, I don't want, you know, it would have to be like for like a title shot, or like we'd have to have a conversation for it to be one of my friends that I'd be fighting. But as far as like, you know, anyone else is like, they could get it. It doesn't matter. You know, I could shake his hand, smile in his face, but I've still been thinking about killing him every night, and I'm still gonna do it on Saturday.
What's the difference? Because I've tried to explain this to Matt, and you know Matt a little bit. He's so thick-headed, he doesn't get it. The difference between a training partner and a teammate.
I guess I never really thought of being. I feel like a training partner is someone you don't see as much.
Right.
While the teammate is someone, it's like blood, sweat, and tears. I guess you gotta kind of make a split there, but I never really thought about the difference. But I guess, you know, a teammate is like a more of like a friend. Like that's like, you know, you're building each other up, you're going through it together. Training partner could just be someone you just get a couple rounds with here and there and don't really talk to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's what I've tried to explain to Matt, but like I said, he's thick-headed, so he doesn't, you know, really grasp it. How are you going to celebrate, you know, after the fight on Saturday, or is it going to be Sunday until you can go either have a good pizza or get up here to tournament to pizza for pizza, or, you know, how soon after the fight will you be able to kind of relax, exhale, and enjoy the, you know, what you just went through?
Right after I get my win. I mean, I don't know, I might have a beer in the back while I'm watching Ian and Gilbert's fight. You know, and then once I get hungry, I'll be ready to eat too. But I'll just be, you know, I'm gonna be riding that wave, and I really can't wait to get that feeling, man. When you get that win in the octagon, it's like nothing you can smoke, snort, or shoot. That feeling you get is just, you know, it's beautiful. It's powerful. It's you know, it's like relief. It's my drug, and I you know, I can't wait to feel that. And then, you know, I'll be eating some good food, drinking some good drinks, and having a good time all my way back down to South Florida.
But you're going to promise me that you're going to wait to drink the beer in the back and not out of somebody's shoe as you're walking back there.
I'm not really like go along with the trend kind of guy, but You know, yeah, you're probably right. If someone hands me their shoe, I'm not drinking it.
Thank you.
I'm probably not going to drink it.
You got to do a shoe.
No. Come on, Mickey. No.
If they hand me like a cup of beer, I'll probably drink it. But if they hand me a shoe, I'm probably like, nah, bro, why don't you give me the cup?
Exactly.
Oh, well, because that has become a trend now. Like, after guys leave the octagon,
Be a follower.
They're getting drinks from the crowd. Like, I don't know where that drink came from. I wouldn't drink a random drink. I would rather drink it out of a shoe.
Why?
Because then at least I know where it came from. To Mombasa.
It didn't come. What? If you drink out of somebody's shoe, it's the same. You don't know what's in the shoe.
It came from Tua. It's his concept.
You do sweat and toes and nastiness. There's nothing good in the shoe.
You're right. You're absolutely. Well, Mick, I appreciate you coming on again today just to kind of lighten it up. It's about 7 minutes less I had to talk to Matt, so I certainly appreciate it. Again, have fun on Saturday. I already have your socks. I already went and picked them up. They are in my house, so when you get to town, I will be able to hand them to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Can't wait.
See you soon, buddy.
See you, man.
Much love, boys.
Absolutely. Later. That is Mickey Gall. What a good dude.
Best.
He really, truly is a good guy. I don't know if I ever told you this story. So we were talking at one of the events about something, and somehow the watch that I – remember the watch I used to give away?
Yeah. It's
the wood
original
watch.
Original grain.
Yeah,
I got one.
So we start talking. He's like, I'm not supposed to know this, but I think my girlfriend's going to give me one for Christmas. I said, well, not now. So I saved them both a lot of money because I sent them some watches.
Can I get one?
No.
Because I don't know.
You just said you had one.
Yeah, but I don't know what time I did with it, and I need to know what time it is.
No, I'm not.
You know what Mickey should do? He should get one of those beer helmets that looks like a like the ears from Disney.
Right.
And then he could drink his beer out of like a Mickey hat. And then trademark it, the Mickey hat.
I did do about 2 more seconds of research. And those stupid Cracker Jills are going to be available on opening day on Friday. At the stadium that I will not be at.
The biggest question is, what are we going to change the Girl Scout cookies to? Because I'm offended that it's only girls. Guys can cook cookies too?
Well, guys and girls can eat cookies as well.
Bake them.
I don't know. I've seen you cook.
Well, so what are we going to call the cookies? Have you had gender neutral?
Scouts. Just call them Scouts.
I'm okay with Scouts.
I don't know. Somebody will be offended.
I'll tell you what, those Thin Mints are addictive.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Out of the freezer, you take the Thin Mint, you put them in the freezer.
I don't think I've ever had one. Because I'm not a big mint, you know. I've ate 2 boxes of the peanut butter once.
Oh, man.
But I don't know if I've ever had a Thin Mint.
The Shenandoahs or whatever?
I don't know. When is it Scout cookie time?
I think it's all the time.
Well, no, it's not. Because every time you walk out of Walmart, you see about 400 brownies and Girl Scouts.
They're Scouts. No more girl. But you, I don't know. It's kind of like Chick-fil-A. They give you a little bit and then they take it away. And they give you a little bit and they take it away.
Well,
it makes you crave it more.
With the boxes, they have given you less.
Yeah.
Because you used to get a decent amount. I could only eat 1 box. Now I can get into 2 because they are taking away. Pretty soon you're going to have 4 cookies. That's it.
Yeah.
4 rows. All right. Let's go hit a break. When we come back, 29 minutes of shenanigans. Better yet, 29 minutes of Matt boring us both. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
We are live at Tour de Pizza.
I feel like Junior Dos Santos. How could I not remember that he was on?
How could you not?
I didn't, you know.
It was a good thing I was here.
Not really.
I saved the day.
Not really.
Well, I did some research for you. Pulled it up.
Typically, your research is wrong, but yeah, I guess he was on.
I mean, facts will never get in the way of a good story.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Or facts.
Should we bring Kelly on?
You can bring him on. He gets a little nervous.
Are you going to get nervous?
Don't get shy now.
Bring the mic down.
Yeah, you can... Oh, boy. Welcome to the program, Kelly Anders.
Well, hello, and thank you.
Can I call you captain?
Are you a captain? Well, you're a captain of your vessel.
Of my vessel. I am, but when I was in the military, I was not a captain, so I don't use captain.
Yeah, but you were Army, so it really doesn't count either.
Well, I did spend time with the Navy.
Yeah, but you left us.
Well, this is true.
Well, the boat was leaving.
But I can still proudly say I'm a Navy veteran as well.
Does that say that on your ID, Bo? Navy slash Army? Is it kind of like having dual citizenship?
Yeah, it just says NA. That's what mine says. N
slash Yeah, I got it. I got it. I know a guy that has three citizenships, and I don't know how that's possible. He was born in Canada. He was a homeless dude in Atlantic City. He signed up for the Marines, so he automatically gets citizenship. And his wife... ex-wife is Japanese. He lives in Japan, and he's a Japanese citizen as well. How does that work?
I don't know. Well, why do you need so many citizenships?
I don't know.
My cousin was born in Rota, Spain, because my uncle was in the Navy. Of course, a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, but
and at a certain age, she made the decision to give up her Spanish citizenship and become U.S. citizen.
But right. I thought if you're in the military and you're born overseas, does it have to be on the base? Or if you're born overseas, are you still an American citizen?
If your parents, one of your parents is an American citizen, then you're an American citizen regardless of where you were born.
Automatically. So is your daughter, she was born in Brazil, right?
Dual, yeah. My daughters are both. My wife is both, and my
I'm against that.
Both.
I'm against
but
it.
But if I became a Brazilian citizen,
please,
I would have to denounce my American citizenship.
It's worth it. Leave.
I mean, I just didn't, I wasn't ready to go yet.
But we're ready for you to leave.
I still had stuff to do.
Like what? What do you possibly have to do?
Well, I still have to make garlic knots for dinner. I can't even go home to pack until I get rid of the restaurant.
What's the next fishing tournament coming up?
It will be April 13th here in St. Petersburg, Florida, down at the Skyway Bridge, Maximo Park.
Okay, I'm going to say to you publicly, because I haven't said this to you privately, my same issue that I'm having with some other promotions, let me know like 8 months out when events are. Because last week or the week before you told me about it, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we can come in, we can do it, we'll go fishing, and then we'll come do the show. And then I realized I'm not even here. I'm going to be in Vegas. So I need to go fishing again.
Is it a tournament like where you compete for prizes, like based on how much fish you catch, how big they are? Like, is it like tourney style?
Some of the events are, yes. In March, we did a bow fishing event, and it was that way. Largest fish, smallest fish, the largest combined weight for 10 fish.
I think Caleb would win the smallest fish.
I think so.
Yeah.
He had that one pretty wrapped up when we were out on the boat.
He did. It looked like a goldfish to me.
And Caleb's not here to defend himself.
That's why I'm saying it. Well, you know, again, if you take a decent-sized fish and you put it up against Caleb's body, it looks like a goldfish. So it made it look smaller just because of his size.
Well, absolutely. My son is 9 years old, looks like he's 13. And when he stood up next to Caleb for a photo that I have, Robert looks like he's about 3.
So let me ask you this, and this is a serious question. I know we goof around a lot. But when there are these fishing tournaments that are whatever, are you allowed to use all the electronics that a lot of it's a boat, it's not a ship, that a lot of these boats have that help you find fish?
Or fish finders.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, absolutely. You can. It all boils down to what's in the
cheat
rules.
Cheat the best?
Yeah, I could cheat the best. Or
it's like golf.
Yeah. What's in the rules? Some tournaments are going to say, yes, you can do this. Others are going to say, no, you can't. And it comes down to your personal integrity, if we follow the rules or not.
And I've been in plenty of golf tournaments that have rules, and I'm like watching these people. Like, I won't necessarily tell you this one celebrity golf cheater. They were playing for money. The celebrities were playing for money, and we sat and stood and watched this guy, and I'll tell you off the air who it was, but it's somebody that everybody would know. He's been in, well, now we know he's a he, so we'll narrow it down. In tons of things.
Like the scouts.
And he's like moving the ball. I'm like, if you're going to cheat, make sure nobody sees it. You know, but he was blatant about it. So there are a lot of cheaters in golf. Speaking of golf, thank you, nice segue. Tiger Woods soon to make the decision. He was supposed to play today, and I guess it got rained out up in Augusta.
The Masters.
And
it's not the Masters without Tiger.
Sure it is.
It's not.
I mean, I get what you're saying. Everybody wants to see Tiger. Everybody's always wanted to see Tiger, but it's still the Masters, you know, whether he's playing or not.
It's not the same, like a draw.
You know what one of the bets are? You know what one of the, I don't know what the bets are all called, hedge bets, yeah. This bet or what, is whether he'll quit or not in the middle of the round.
Oh, why would he do that?
Because.
Injury? Or just tantrum?
I can't believe that this guy sits and talks sports, but yeah, you know, he almost died.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, he almost had to lose his foot.
We know that.
And is he in shape enough? I don't even think you're in shape enough to walk.
18 holes?
At least twice.
Are you crazy? Well,
I know that you wouldn't make the cut. We already know that.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
How do you know that?
Because I know you. I know your athletic...
I'm a pretty good golfer. I'm not terrible.
You're terrible.
I could beat you.
I bet you can't.
I bet I could.
Let's do it.
Put your bets down.
Hedge your bets.
I can beat you in a round of golf.
Not only you can't beat me, you can't get somebody to beat me and my friend.
Well, I have to find another friend.
You can't find a friend.
I can phone a friend.
You can't find or phone a friend.
I will phone a friend.
You have a better chance of beating me, and you can't beat me.
I'll get Winky right. Me and Winky.
I'll take that.
Versus you and Tiger.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right.
I mean, Winky is good, but I think Tiger's better.
We'll see.
I'll take time. But like I said, you got a better chance of beating me, and I don't think you could beat me.
I can beat you.
All right. Let's add the stakes a little.
Okay.
One club.
Okay.
One club. That's all you can
use.
One
club.
Yep.
All right. I'm okay with that.
What club are you going to use?
Oh, a Billy. I'm just going to Just gonna hit you in the head with it.
Well, no,
take the prize money and go home.
We need to announce it now, and we'll do it. A one club.
One. Are we playing a par three?
No, we're gonna play on a regular. I'll call Innisbrook and get us up on the big course.
So I'll use a four wood.
You're gonna use a four wood.
A hybrid.
Okay. I'm gonna use my chipper putter.
Okay, that's good for miniature golf.
No, it's not. I use it on when I play.
Okay. Well, let's go. I'm ready. You probably have what? Like
I was leaving.
You probably have like 1,000 rounds of free golf from all the radio certificates and like golf courses and promos and celebrity functions.
I don't know if I have that, but I have some friends that run some courses.
Yeah, let's cash them in. Cash in some favors.
You know, so you know, we could do it on a real course. We could do it on a putt-putt course. And you still have to use the four wood.
His new golf course is coming to Tampa.
You told me something about that.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, but that's what you told me.
It's the Tiger Woods miniature golf course.
I just found out that there's an Evel Knievel pizza shop in Vegas.
Really?
Evel's Pizza.
What?
So I'm going to go check it out, you know, this week or next week. And I guess it must have some kind of ties to the Knievel family.
So it's called Pop Stroke. It's Tiger Woods golf course. It's going to be in Wesley Chapel. And it's a miniature golf course.
Why would he pick there to do it?
You know, because everything's growing out there because there's land you can buy. I mean, down here in Pinellas County, it's landlocked. You can only go so much. So
you can go up.
You could if this is Japan, but this is not Tokyo.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, do 8 seconds of work, pull up the card for this weekend, the UFC card. And
UFC card stacked in Jacksonville.
It is good.
We should go.
I can't.
I should go.
You can't.
I'll go for you.
No. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Tournament, the pizza. What's the address here?
17047th Avenue Northeast.
And when will the sign get put up?
Friday.
Okay. You're looking at UFC?
I am.
What is it, 273?
273 in Jacksonville.
What's the name of the arena?
Jacksonville Arena.
Is it got that?
That's what it says.
Okay.
So the Jacksonville Arena. Well, the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena.
That's what it's called. All right.
Saturday, April 9th at 10 p.m., your main event, Alexander Volkanovski. Versus the Korean Zombie. Like, that's how they build it. They didn't put his real name. They just put...
He doesn't have a real name.
The is not your first name.
It could be.
It should just be Korean Zombie, not the Korean Zombie. They put the.
You know that he had to serve military, right? Okay. You know that. While he was in the UFC and everything, it's their law. So, you know the big boy band?
Which one?
I don't know.
You're, in Suck and Sync.
No, the Korean boy band.
Oh, what's the name of that thing?
TMP, PLMX, TS.
Yeah.
I don't know what their name is.
TLC.
But they have to all go into the military.
Okay.
And just like they said about the Korean zombie, it's not cake. You know, they don't get, I'm sure Elvis Presley got a little cake position when he went in. This isn't cake. They're part of BTS.
BTS. Legendary group.
Guess where BTS is this weekend? Now I know why the hotel rooms were so expensive in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, they're at Allegiant Stadium. Oh. They're a big deal.
You know, it's at the Savannah Bananas, they should only play Elvis Presley songs.
Savannah Bananas. I'm going to the game.
And the concession stands could sell the peanut butter and banana.
You were too busy eating at a Tournament of Pizza. Allegedly, I didn't do the research. Sean says that this is true, that the Savannah Bananas are an independent baseball club. And so they make their own rules. And I hope all of this is true. The main one that I like the best is if you catch a foul ball, it's an out.
Yeah, the fans get the
not a member of the team. If a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out.
I like the tiebreaker. It's a catcher, a pitcher, and one fielder. The ball goes into play, and the batter has to make it all the way around to home, and it's a run.
There is no walks, so what you do on the walk, that's the one where you hit the ball and they have to throw the ball to every position player before he comes home.
Yeah, so all the defensive guys have to touch the ball before the player can't stop at a base, you have to make it all the way
the
around.
The second best one, obviously, is if you catch a foul ball, it's an out. The other one is you can steal first. So at any time, if there's a pass ball, if there's a wild pitch, you can take off for first. I love that. I think that should be a real rule.
That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. It's
offense, defense, the same opportunities.
And special teams. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But, so that's your main event. Your co-main event. Running it back from the controversial flying Peter Pan knee.
Well, it wasn't necessarily flying.
Peter Jan knee.
But, you know, I've seen photos. All right. I don't really care. And I don't have a problem that Sterling took the belt and, you know, flopped around like a fish out of water or, you know, whatever he needed to do.
At least he didn't turn upside down like the NXT
guy. Right, he did hold it up properly. But if you look at one of these photos, his knee's not on the ground.
Oh, really?
Now, I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying this one photo I've seen, and they re-show this photo, his knee does not look like it's on the ground.
No, he definitely milked it. He took the belt, which is his right.
What was the fight? Your boy Mike Rodriguez, you know, throws a legitimate knee. I forget who it was that went down. He went down because it took it in the gut. The refs stopped it. I think he even took a point away, even though it was nowhere near the groin. And then he came back and Mike Rodriguez lost the fight. I think I remember who it was, but I'm not going to say it because I might be wrong.
But that rematch is going to be crazy. Like the co-main is going to be nuts. And then crazier than that is the fight before the co-main. Gilbert Burns versus Kazmat, which is calling out everyone in every division of every weight class.
Yeah, didn't he say that he wanted to fight heavyweight too?
He wants everybody.
All at the same time?
He's fighting a bag of emotions as we speak. The guys, there's literally no one off the limits for him.
I'll let you get back to this in a second, but I would really hate myself if I didn't bring up also getting involved in WrestleMania. Was the collegiate NCAA heavyweight champ Gable?
Yeah.
Was it Svensson?
He looked good.
Kind of got attacked, and then he did something on Monday, too. You know, got in. So they're going to use this guy.
Logan Paul did great.
I'll tell you what, and I mean this. Logan Paul stole the show.
Yeah.
Logan Paul did things that veterans do. Unbelievably cool. The other person who stole the show, obviously Stone Cold. You know, I went to bed. I didn't know that the Stone Cold Kevin Owens thing was the main event. So when the Ronda stupidity happened, you know, the typical, the ref got knocked out and didn't see, blah, 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 blah. I thought it was over, so I went to bed. I didn't know that the main event was then Stone Cold. Allegedly, and Ronda's denying it, that Ronda got upset that she was told she was the main event and then found out that Stone Cold was and she left the Hall of Fame. I find that highly unlikely. I mean, anybody would think that Stone Cold was the main event. I mean, and it turned out to be phenomenal. The other guy who stole the show, Pat McAfee.
Oh, really?
Amazing. You know, so everything went down, and who lost the show was Vince McMahon. I don't know if you saw the stunner.
No.
Yeah, he blew it. Now, again, I know he's 93, but that stunner was awful. So then McAfee, you know, Stone Cold basically comes out to defend McAfee, who got beat up by Vince McMahon. So they're drinking beers and the whole nine yards. Well, then Stone turns on him and stuns him. And he, as he's falling backwards, he spits the beer in the air and falls Ric Flair style backwards. It was a phenomenal job by him. The other one that was, honestly, it's one of the first matches I've thoroughly enjoyed in a long, long time, was Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, okay.
It was so stupid, it was funny. And, you know, he's pulling stuff out from underneath, including, you know, height challenge dude that's part of Jackass.
Yeah.
Good stuff. The Roman Reigns, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're throwing out, like, pulling out props, like Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, like a method actor. Like.
Yeah, it was crazy. At one point, he took a bowling ball and rolled a bowling ball, threw a bowling ball to the guy who was in the corner. I forget even who, Sami Zayn. And then he finally won, or Sami Zayn lost, when they brought out a giant rat trap. And he got caught in the rat trap like he was a rat, and he was able to come and pin him. It was hilarious. It truly was funny. But you're right, Logan Paul, and I think he's going to be involved, because I don't know how much you know, but Logan Paul and The Miz won, and then The Miz turned on Logan Paul. So everybody is now like leaning toward liking Logan Paul.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how heels become faces and whatever.
For sure.
So, WrestleMania was cool.
That's, yeah, I mean, speaking of Ric Flair and...
I didn't know we spoke of him.
And you mentioned him, like the Ric Flair style and, you know.
Oh, okay.
But Ric is hanging out with Dennis Rodman in Tampa. Welcome the Worm to the Bay Area. So they're over there in Tampa hanging out.
That would be an interesting ordeal.
But your women's strawweight, Mackenzie Dern versus Tecia Torres.
Tecia was on right at the beginning of the show. I like the fight. You know, two veterans. You know, I like it.
And your lightweight fight, Vic Pinchel versus Mark Madsen. And your Kelvin Gastelum fight was scrapped.
Right.
Got canceled. Does anyone know why? You know why?
It was an injury. How about that for research?
Then, like, for your preliminary card, you got Ian Garry versus Darian Weeks. You got Rozenstruik versus Tabura.
I like that dude. Rozenstruik is such a cool guy. He's been on the show. I remember that. I didn't remember Junior Dos Santos was, but...
I mean, Aspen Ladd versus Raquel Pennington. And then your welterweight, Mickey Gall versus Mike Malott. So, your card is stacked.
It is a good card.
I mean, stacked.
Well, kind of like what I mentioned to Kelly moments ago. They didn't announce Jacksonville in time. I had already booked the concert. So when I did try to change, when Jacksonville and, you know, the flights were too expensive.
And then we have BKFC in Wichita. DJ Tony flew out today. He left the coop. He's on his way to Wichita to, you know, but we got our boy Mike Richmond in the main event.
I want to say publicly, because I was wrong. I didn't lie. I was wrong. I forgot. I only knew of the Richmond fight. I did forget that our guy Jared Warren is the co-main. So
yeah,
in a eliminator. What?
Yeah. Well, you gotta go through the tournament.
Did I already rip the ratings on the show?
No, I don't think you did. I think it came out afterwards.
Oh, that to me is one of the biggest jokes. Whoever did that, and they're supposedly media rankings. How do you list? And it's no disrespect to Abby. I like Abby. I like Abby a lot. Abby lost to Gian.
Yeah.
Abby's ranked 3, Gian's ranked 4. Explain that to me.
I didn't think Abby was still in the promo. I mean, he was doing MMA now.
I didn't think Gian was either, but that's not what I'm getting at.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that you know, they're in, they're out. They were ranked. There was a couple guys ranked in the wrong division, in the wrong weight class. What? A guy is fighting, supposedly, for the right. The Richmond Ricketts fight, supposedly the winner will fight for the title, and they're ranked like 4th. What?
I mean,
at least when I did the rankings for the UFC, I did a little research. I didn't just jot things down.
It's a bad look. I mean, I get why they're doing it. You know, they got money behind them now. They're trying to like make it look more, you know, official.
I'm not going to say too much publicly. Whatever. It is what it is. I looked at it quickly. I thought it was ridiculous. And that was the last time I saw it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Travis is ranked 5th. He's got like 93 bare knuckle fights, and he's ranked fifth. Yet the guy ranked second is 1-0. I made that up. I don't know what the numbers really were. But all right, well, we're almost out of time. Anything in closing?
No, I don't.
What's the special? Any specials going on that I can't eat tonight?
No,
I'll have something really good because I can't eat it.
No, I got no chef tonight, so it's just me. So back to pizza.
So you're basically telling people don't come here tonight?
Don't come tonight. Just not come here. No, if I get out early, I'm going to try to go bow fishing with Captain and see if we can get on the water.
Now, can we call him Captain Crunch?
Or Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo. I don't know. Well, if you're Captain Kangaroo, that would make you Mr. Green Jeans.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that's because you didn't watch Captain Kangaroo.
I was young when that came out. Wasn't there like a big blob of clay and they put like a face on it or something?
That's Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
Green Jeans was a person. He was a...
No, it was a big blob of clay. It was like on a stand and they rolled it around. And then it goes... And they had a voice.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Was that part of Captain Kangaroo segments?
I think that was Pee Wee Herman.
No.
Mr. Green Jeans was a real dude. All right. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank all of our guests. Good stuff. Next week, I believe Mickey D will be co-hosting. He is your drummer from the Scorpions, so we're looking forward to that. Details, website should be back pretty soon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staffson. Everybody next week.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,